Hey there, it's Tony, Coach Curl here, and welcome to the podcast. Today I'm going to share with you how to stop drifting through life and how to become your own designer and driver. Stay tuned, promises to be a good one. Hey there, it's Tony, Coach Curl here, and welcome to the podcast. Today I'm sharing with you the concept that I touched on last week in our podcast about our own heaven and our own hell. The concept of drifting through life is one that resonated with so many people because I was really humbled and really honored to see that on the launch of the podcast on the Monday night, we had the most downloads, most listens that we've ever had. Now, we've interviewed some amazing people. We've interviewed Steve Maraboli. We've interviewed Jeff Jowett, for example. And the concept of heaven and hell was the one thing that resonated with so many people. We had amazing downloads. We've had some amazing feedback. And we've had a number of people ask the question about, can you tell me more about how to start driving our lives? Can you tell me more about how I can stop drifting? And of course, that's what I'm doing today. You know, I do a lot of research around human behavior. I do a lot of research around leadership topics. And one of the things that I see so often is this inability to put knowledge and concepts and ideas and put it into action. And when I look around at some of the research being done, and I work with a number of other people around the concept of procrastination. I call it the science of stuck. There is some real science in relation to this, some real science that stops us from moving to where it is that we need to go. And so I read widely, and I really want to understand this concept so much more than what I currently do. But one of the biggest things that resonated with me, and one of the best explanations of drifting, comes from a book that not many people have heard about. Now, everyone will have heard about Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. It sold something like 7 million copies around the world. He's also written a book that was only just recently published, and it's called Outwitting the Devil. And it's a really interesting book because it's a book that's been written in terms of an interview with the devil. Now, I'm not touching in religious space here or spiritual space. We've all got our own devils and we've all got our own demons that sit inside us. But there's a chapter in this book called Drifting with the Devil. And in that, he creates a very vivid picture of what a drifter is. So let me just share that with you. And what Napoleon Hill's, or the interview with the devil, what the concept of a drifter is. Now, there's been a lot of work done recently to discredit Napoleon Hill himself. And I'm not here to get into that discussion whatsoever. All I do know is that he's written some really good shit and some really good stuff that helps people become the greatest version of who they are. So anyone that can do that is pretty good in my books. And yes, there may be some inconsistencies around the work that he did to drive this. Who knows? I don't think we'll really ever know, but I do want to share this concept of a drifter that he talks about in Outwitting the Devil. Outwitting the Devil is it's a great read. It's really confronting and it really makes you stop and think about yourself in so many different ways. And the question that was asked is, go ahead and describe a typical drifter and give your description point by point so I can recognize a drifter when I see them. Now, Napoleon Hill also didn't speak or didn't write in gender-neutral terms, so just be mindful of that as I go through this, because he uses the male pronoun quite often through the course of his works. And, you know, in those days it was probably, well, relatively acceptable. But the first thing you'll notice about a drifter is his total lack of purpose in life. Now, think about that. The first thing you'll notice about a drifter is his total lack of major purpose in life. Now, when you think about all the work and all the people that speak now about purpose and share those works and get people on the right track and thinking about what their why is and all that sort of stuff, the real fundamental basis comes out of some of this stuff that was written, you know, back in the very, you know, 100 years ago. Think about that. You know, in so many ways, there's no new concepts coming out. There's a lot of research being done, but there's no new concepts coming out in many, many ways. So think about that. The first thing you'll notice about a drifter is his total lack of a major purpose in life. He will be conspicuous by his lack of self-confidence. Conspicuous by lack of self-confidence. I work with people and I meet people through my network each and every day who have doubts around their abilities. They think of themselves as imposters just waiting to be found out. And they think of themselves as imposter. They've got this imposter syndrome and it's all driven by a lack of self-confidence. Napoleon Hill goes on, he'll never accomplish anything requiring thought and effort. He spends all that he earns and more too if he can get credit. He will be sick or ailing from some real or imaginary cause and calling to high heaven if he suffers the least physical pain. He will have little or no imagination. So let's dissect some of that. He will never accomplish anything requiring thought and effort. Think about how easy we make things nowadays. Everything is designed to make our lives easier. And in so many ways, by making our lives easier, we're actually inhibiting ourselves to achieve greatness. You know, you think about, I know when I was growing up, we were encouraged to be the best that we could be on the sporting field, in the classroom. You know, we didn't want to limit those people that had ability or talent to level up the playing field, which is what we seem to do now. We seem to give everyone credits and achievement badges and certificates and ribbons, even when they're not the best. We don't celebrate greatness anymore. He spends all he earns and more too, so there's a real discipline around financial management. And we're not necessarily talking about people who utilize financial markets and financial borrowings to build greatness within a business model. What we are talking about is the people who live paycheck to paycheck. And the only time that they break out of that is when they go and get a loan and then go paycheck to paycheck. He's sick or ailing from some real or imaginary cause. Now, I don't know about you. Once again, on my Facebook feed, I have so many people that are telling me that they're not well. They wake up poorly. They look at life through really poor lenses. He will have little or no imagination. You know, I love dreaming. I love thinking about what can be. And yes, every now and again, I can't do something that I think can be, but things that are within my abilities or stretch my abilities to get there, I'm certainly going to have a real good crack at it. And that all comes around the fact that I can still dream, that I can still imagine, I can still see a world that can be better for me, as opposed to a world that I'm bound by where I am now and my own current circumstances. Hill goes on to talk about he will lack enthusiasm and initiative to begin anything he's not forced to undertake, and he will plainly express his weakness by taking the line of least resistance wherever he can do so. Let me just repeat that. He will lack enthusiasm and initiative to begin anything he is not forced to undertake. we've lost sight in many ways. Many of us have lost sight about, you know, we go to work, we do what we're paid to do, we work in a job that we may or may not like, but then we're lacking in what we do outside of that workplace. We're lacking in how we can utilize the strengths, the skills, the abilities that we have to make the world a better place. And there's a lot of fears that drive that particular line of thought. But we go to work, we're paid to do the stuff that we do. But how many of you go outside of that? How many of you provide excellence in what it is that you do? That particular thing goes in Hill's interpretation of a drifter, and it's really interesting to think about. He will be ill-tempered and lacking in control over his emotions. Now, I talk clearly about, many times to people about, don't be the product of the first thing that comes out of your mouth. Some people just operate purely on emotion. And we have this amazing gift of rational conscious thought that we don't utilize to keep ourselves in check. So don't be the product of the first thing that comes out of your mouth. And that's what Hill talks about. And you see people fire up every day because they lack that control over their own emotions. His personality will be without magnetism and it will not attract other people. He will have opinions on everything, but accurate knowledge on nothing. He may be a jack of all trades, but good at none. He will neglect to cooperate with those around him, even those on whom he must depend on for food and shelter. Once again, think back to your workplace. He will neglect to cooperate with those around him, even those on whom he must depend for food and shelter. How interesting is that? He will make the same mistake over and over again, never profiting by failure. Every successful person out there has had some level of failure. And they learn from it. And they build better lives and better businesses because of that. You have to fail before you succeed. Yet people drifting through life tend to make the same mistakes over and over again. They choose the wrong person to partner up with. They fall in love with the wrong people. They continually do the wrong thing at work and blame the person that catches them. They make the same mistake over and over again. They'll be narrow-minded and intolerant on all subjects, ready to crucify those who may disagree with them. You know, one of the things lacking in many parts of the world today is rational debate. You voice an opinion and you'll shout it down for whatever reason. Some people will claim that it's derogatory, racist, whatever, whichever way you want to think about it. But the reality is, until we can discuss it rationally, we've got no chance of influencing people to change their minds. If people are narrow-minded, the only way that we can change their mind is to influence it. We can't argue against it. That's one of the biggest things that I know. Yet every time people say something that may or may not be agreed with by people on the left, right, the center, whatever, it always turns into a personal attack. And people are called names. Now, that's not doing anyone any good, because that just solidifies the narrow-minded in the mindset or the thought or the opinion that they have. It solidifies that. Calling them names doesn't influence them, doesn't create a change in the way that they think. In many ways, it reinforces the way that they think. We need to look at ways to influence people in those particular areas. But once again, it's a sign of a drifter, because they are intolerant on all subjects and they are ready to crucify. He will expect everything of others but be willing to give little or nothing in return. I know so many people like that. Throughout the course of my life, you know, so many people who expect everything of others but be willing to give little or nothing in return. I've worked with some great leaders and I've worked with some really poor leaders. And that whole concept of role modeling is about how can you role model and give back to your team, serve the team that you lead. And so many of them don't. He may begin many things, but he will complete none. You know, and once again, this is relevant in today's business world. You look at some of the people that call themselves entrepreneurs, and they will have, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 projects all going at the same time, all in varying stages of completion, but not focused on any one thing. And ultimately what happens is that they don't get any up. They create 6 or 7 average products that get average results. So if you want to be a true entrepreneur, you focus in and you complete, and then you move on. You make it successful, you complete. He will begin many things but will complete nothing. There it is. Hill's talking about it once again. He'll be loud in his condemnation of his government, but he will never tell you definitively how it can be approved. He will never reach decisions on anything if he can avoid it. And if he's forced to decide, he'll reverse himself at the very first opportunity. If you're forced into a decision, you change your mind. Never reach decisions on anything if he can avoid it. That's, you know, how many people in our world today procrastinate. They get stuck. They get caught in this whole situation where, you know I should be doing that, but yeah. He will eat too much and exercise too little. Very interesting. He will take a drink of liquor if someone else will pay for it. He will gamble if he can do it on the cuff. He will criticize others who are succeeding in their chosen calling. In brief, the drifter will work harder to get out of thinking than most others work in earning a good living. You know, once again, I talk about people that put more time and effort into their excuses than what they do into realizing results, performance. How crazy is that? How crazy is that? He will tell a lie rather than admit his ignorance on any subject. And if he works for others, he will criticize them to their backs and flatter them to their faces. So when we think about drifting through life, Hill presents quite a picture of what a drifter does and does look like. What a drifter can and does look like. An incredibly compelling picture around what a drifter is. And I've got no doubt that anyone listening to this today will be picking up varying little things in there and think, oh my God, that could be me. That sounds like me. I do that. So after the break, please hang around because I'm going to share you now some of the stuff that Hill talks about, what he calls a non-drifter, but what I would call a purposeful human being. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Join the group of people impacted by Seriously Simple Stuff to get you unstuck. The first book by Tony Coach Curl. Available at Amazon, Tony's Simple Stuff provides the tool for people to master your life and aspirations. 20% of every book sold supports Carter's cause. Back to Coach Curl.
Hey there and welcome back. Now I'm going to start to share with you some of the stuff that Hill talks about in relationship to non-drifters, what he calls non-drifters, what I would call people with purpose, what I would call people with a definitive goal set, someone who knows where they're going. Many of the people I work with know where they're going. They know what they want to do, but I also work with quite a number of drifters who seem to have more than enough ideas to really confuse them and to understand what it is that they really want to do. But the first sign of what Hill calls a non-drifter is this. He's always engaged in doing something definitive through some well-organized plan which is definitive, definite. He has a major goal in life towards which he is always working and many other minor goals. But all of them lead towards the central theme of what he's wanting to do, the central scheme in his life, what he's looking to do. They've got a major, major purpose in their life. They've got a major goal that they want to achieve. And they set mini goals along the way, little minor goals, little steps along the way to make sure that everything is leading towards that major goal that they want to do. That's the first sign of a non-drifter. Hill goes on to say, the tone of his voice, the quickness of his step, the sparkle in his eyes, the quickness of his decisions clearly mark him as a person who knows exactly what he wants and is determined to get it, no matter how long it may take or what price they must pay. Everything great in your life requires some level of sacrifice, some level of commitment. And usually the greater the sacrifice, the greater the commitment, the greater the reward at the end of the day from what you achieve. But we live in a world of quick gratification. We live in a world where marketeers tell us, you can be the greatest version of you by buying this book, by buying this program, by buying this car. You know, I really love the car ads at the moment that, you know, at the doctor's surgery, and the doctor says, oh, geez, you must be going to the gym. Oh, no, I just bought a new car. How does that work? Please tell me. So it's interesting. That's the world that we live in. And we live in a world accepting of mediocrity in so many ways, accepting average. People who've got a goal in their life know that it takes work, commitment, and purposeful direction to achieve what it is that they want to do. And it was noted by Hill, you know, almost 100 years ago. If you ask him a question, he gives you direct answers and never falls back on evasions or resorts to subterfuge. So he says what he means. You don't have to go in and understand the crypticness of the answer. They don't beat around the bush. They, in many ways, will tell it as it is. But they'll be honest, and they'll be honest and caring with you as a person because, you know, at the end of the day, that's what they know what to do. They don't beat around the bush. They don't tell lies. They don't tell porkies around, you know, who it is that you are. They're honest. They extend many favours to others but accept favours sparingly or not at all. He will be found up front, whether he's playing a game or fighting a war. You know, we talk about some of these great sportsmen that we see. Jonathan Thurston comes to mind right now. And people say he competes on everything. He fights up front. He fights up front, whether he's playing a game or fighting a war. And this is one of the things that has really sort of resonated with me about what a drifter is and what a non-drifter is in terms of opinions. You know, there are politicians out there, for example, who are very passionate about a cause, and they'll talk about that cause, and they'll talk about that cause in the concept that they know that they will be criticized by many, many people who don't support their views. We mentioned that in the non-drifting area. We're now mentioning fighting up front. So we see a number of people fight up front for what it is that they believe in. Makes sense. Makes absolute sense to me. So if you've got an opinion, if you want to change parts of what's happening within the world at the moment, fight up front. Don't think that it's just you. Fight up front. Get on the front foot and let people know where you stand. Hill goes on to say that if he doesn't know answers, he'll say so frankly. How many people bluff their way through life? He has a good memory, never offers an alibi for his shortcomings, so if he misses something, well, he'll own up to it. He never blames others for his mistakes, no matter if they deserve the blame. Now take that one in. He never blames others for his mistakes, no matter if they deserve the blame. Pointing the finger doesn't point the way. It just doesn't point the way. And once again, so many leaders that I've seen, so many leaders that I've worked with, point the finger before looking in the mirror. He used to be known as a go-getter, but in modern times, and bear in mind, Hill wrote this, you know, like almost 100 years ago. In modern times, he's called a go-giver. You'll find him running the biggest business in town, living on the best street, driving the best automotive, and making his presence felt wherever he happens to be. But the biggest thing there, it's not about the best street, the best motor, the motor car. It's about being a go-giver, creating a better place. He's an inspiration to all who come into contact with his mind. And don't we get energized when we talk to someone who is passionate about the way that they think and sharing and adding value to people right around in their network? We all get inspired by that. We all pick up that energy. And that's what a non-drifter does. The major distinguishing feature of the non-drifter is this. And I really hope that you're writing this one down. He has a mind of his own and uses it for all purposes. So he has a mind of his own and uses it for all purposes. You know, over the weekend I saw someone, one of my friends on Facebook, post something around a little piece of a fake news item or some, I can't even remember what it was now. And it was something around the health industry and mind you, there's more and more stuff being shown around, you know, the sugar and whatnot that has happened in the past. But it was something that was just blatantly wrong. And she had read this, taken it as gospel, shared it with everyone saying, how dare this happen? But it was just blatantly wrong. And if had used a mind of her own, she would have then tried to look for, well, this is the first thing I've read on this. I wonder what else is out there. And usually what will happen, a person with their mind of their own will want to look at both sides of the stories or see if there's any other collaborating evidence around what it is that they've written or read, sorry, what they've read. And in this case, so instead of just reading something and accepting it as gospel and then acting with emotion and putting it out there, read up, research, find out. And that's the way that you use your own mind. And that's the way that you become informed. And that's the way that you create awareness, not fear, not scare tactics. That's the way you create awareness. So just as Hill presented a wonderful picture of what a drifter is, he also presents a great vision of what a non-drifter is. And if there's something that you should be taking out of that, please do. Please think about what it is for you, what it is for you that you can do to turn yourself from drifting in areas or drifting through life to become a non-drifter, to become that person of purpose, that person that can change the world by first changing themselves. It's Coach Curl here. I'll be right back.
The Coach Curl podcast is brought to you by Think and Grow Business, the home of the Think and Grow Business Mastermind. If you're serious about growing your business, get serious and join a mastermind group today. Find out more at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au. And now it's back to Coach Curl.
Hey, it's Coach Curl back. And my God, what a show. I really hope that you've taken some of that, what I've talked about today, and brought it in and really used that to confront yourself and start making those changes that you should be making. Can you think of someone who fits the description that Hill puts forward as a non-drifter? And I'm really hoping that person is you. But if it isn't, what is it that you need to change? What is it that you need to do better? What is it that will make you the greatest version of yourself? You know, on our next podcast, I'm going to talk about some of the fears that hold us into that drifting state. Some of those fears that we have in our lives of moving forward, of being put up on the pedestal, of being chopped down, by having a crack and failing. The fear of failure, the fear of success, the fear of criticism. It's all stuff that keep us bound as to where we are. You know, a big shout out to everyone who listened to our last episode, everyone that provided us feedback. You can do that simply by going to the website, coachcurl.com. going to the contact page and providing your thoughts about the current podcasts that are out there, but also maybe give us some ideas around what it is that you would like to hear moving forward. As I said last week, I do have a number of episodes that are planned around my recent trip to America. But that was supposed to start this particular podcast, but because of the feedback and because there was people wanting to understand more about how to stop drifting through life, I thought that I would be better served for the audience to provide that in today's. And then we'll talk about some of the fears next week, and then we'll get into some of the learnings out of the American trip. A big shout out to my team at Think and Grow Business, and thank you very much for the support, ongoing support of the podcast. We are the home of the Think and Grow Think and Grow Business Mastermind. So if you are looking to get your business moving in the best possible way forward, give us a yell. Come and join a mastermind group today. You can learn more at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au. Do not forget, I am the author of Seriously Simple Stuff to Get You Unstuck, and it's a good little read. It's available at Amazon, and 20% of every book sold goes to one of my favorite non-for-profits, Carter's Cause. So please pop over to Amazon or at strongerbraverwiser.com and pick yourself up a copy of the Seriously Simple Stuff that'll get you unstuck. In the meantime, pop over to carterscause.org.au and see how you can support the team over there. They're raising funds and awareness for kids born with cognitive heart disease. They do a great job. We've got an event coming up in October. They've been doing things like sausage sizzles and poker nights, anything that they can think of to raise some more funds to help out the great people at Heart Kids. So please pop on over. Make a donation or see how you can help. Share some of what it is that they're doing on your social media. The more people that can support Carter's Cause, the better off we can be in creating a better life, or the better off that they can be in creating a better life for kids and parents and parents of kids born with cognitive heart disease. Until next week, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I hope that you took away heaps of information out of it. I'm Coach Curl, and don't forget the golden rule. Just don't be an asshole.